Blog Talk Radio.
When I looked into the mirror and finally realized all my fears were taking over my life, time to reflect real hard about all that I had done that was wrong. It was time to make a change. So I thought real hard about the difference it'd make if I'd lose the fears of making a mistake. And you think
to them.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Christmas has arrived. Happy New Year. The Lord has come. Today is Christmas Day 10. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, January 3rd, 2023. The Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison, dumping out the poison. St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. St. Francis Xavier, by the sign of the cross, made sea water fresh so that his fellow passengers and the crew could drink it. May we be so empowered by this great faith. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, who has poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word, grant that the same light enkindled in our hearts may shine forth in our lives, Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, who commanded us to honor our parents, have mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive their sins and let me see them again one day in the joy of the eternal light. For Christ our Lord. Amen. Excuse me. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. And Christmas week day, the Mass, reading 1, coming from 1 John chapter 2. If you consider that God is righteous, you also know that everyone who acts in righteousness is begotten by him. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who remains in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or know him. The responsorial psalm, all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp. Sing the harp with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted Him, He gave power to become the children of God. Alleluia, alleluia. In the Gospel according to St. John, glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John testified further, saying, I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alone I see.
holy name of Jesus. Matthew then specifically mentioned the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7:14. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. O good Jesus, according to your great mercy, have mercy on me. O most merciful Jesus, by that blood, that precious blood which you did shed for sinners, I beseech you to wash away all my iniquities and to look graciously upon me, a poor and unworthy sinner, as I call upon your holy name. Therefore, O Jesus, do save me for your holy name's sake. O God, who did appoint your only begotten Son to be the Savior of mankind and did command his name to be called Jesus, mercifully grant that we may enjoy the vision of him in heaven, whose holy name we venerate on earth. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Everything about our divine Lord is holy, excuse me, including his name. It was the Archangel Gabriel who first spoke the name of Jesus to his mother. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 31. The Archangel was only a messenger, so the name of Jesus was given to him by the Father in heaven. St. Peter was one of the first apostles to speak with authority in the holy name of Jesus when he appealed to a crippled man, saying, I have neither gold nor silver. I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. St. Paul also exalted the holy name of Jesus when he said, at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, 9-10. St. Paul preached with power in the name of Jesus so often that even some itinerant Jewish exorcists tried to imitate him by commanding demons, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Acts chapter 19, verse 13. Although St. Paul might claim credit for promoting devotion to the holy name because Paul wrote in Philippians that God the Father gave Christ Jesus, the name that is above every name. This devotion became popular because of the 12th century Cistercian monks and nuns, but especially through the preaching of Saint Bernardine of Siena, a 15th century Franciscan. Throughout the history of the Church, Jesus' name has been invoked as an instrument of personal faith in the Son of God, especially to command demons or simply to pray to Jesus in a repetitive and personal way. The liturgical feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus has been celebrated by the Church for many centuries, especially within various religious orders. In the 15th century, St. Bernardine of Siena, a Franciscan friar, went on a preaching mission promoting devotion to the Most Holy Name. He encouraged people to revere Jesus' name by placing the first three Greek letters of his name on their doors, IHS, Salvation All Believers. Today, this Greek monogram of Jesus' name is commonly seen in churches, on tabernacles, altars, and in stained glass windows. Excuse me. Excuse me. In the 16th century, St. Ignatius of Loyola had such a strong devotion to the Most Holy Name of Jesus that he adopted it as his seal as general of his newly founded order of the Jesuits. That monogram remains the Jesuits' official seal today. Bernardine used devotion to the holy name of Jesus as a way of overcoming bitter and often bloody class struggles, the family rivalries or vendettas in Italian city-states. Devotion grew partly because of Franciscan and Dominican preachers. It spread even more widely after the Jesuits began promoting it in the 16th century. In 1530, Pope Clement V approved the office of the Holy Name for the Franciscans. In 1721, Pope Innocent XIII extended this feast to the entire church. There is great power in the spoken name of Jesus. Repeating his name prayerfully or speaking it aloud brings him close and gives you strength, provided you recite his name in faith. The name of Jesus casts out fear, arouses trust, and unites your heart to his. Sadly, the most holy name of Jesus is so holy that the evil one often tempts people to invoke it as a curse when angry, without even considering what they are doing. Jesus, name full of grace, love, and strength, you are the refuge of those who repent, our banner of warfare in this life, the medicine of souls, the comfort of those who mourn, the delight of those who believe, the light of those who preach the true faith, the wages of those who toil, the healing of the sick. To you our devotion inspires. By you our prayers are received. We delight in contemplating you, O name of Jesus. You are the glory of all the saints for eternity. Amen. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. And litany to the holy name of Jesus. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. Jesus hear us. Jesus graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of Eternal Light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of Glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of Justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, the Mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of Great Counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Meek and Humble of Heart, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, our Lover, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of Peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, Author of Life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Model of Virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, Zealous for Souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, Treasure of the faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Good Shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, True Light, have mercy on us. Jesus, Eternal Wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, Infinite Goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, Our Way and Our Life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Joy of the Angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of the Patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of the Apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of the Evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, Strength of the Martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Light of Confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, Purity of Virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Crown of all Saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus, from all evil. Deliver us, O Jesus, from all sin. Deliver us, O Jesus, from your wrath. Deliver us, O Jesus, from the snares of the devil. Deliver us, O Jesus, from the spirit of fornication. Deliver us, O Jesus, from everlasting death. Deliver us, O Jesus, from the neglect of your inspirations. Deliver us, O Jesus, through the mystery of your holy incarnation. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your nativity. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your infancy. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your most divine life. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your labors. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your agony and passion. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your cross and dereliction. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your sufferings. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your death and burial. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your resurrection. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your ascension. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your institution of the most holy Eucharist. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your joys. Deliver us, O Jesus, through your glory. Deliver us, O Jesus, Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world. Spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us, O Jesus. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. And let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, you have said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Mercifully attend to our supplications and grant us the grace of your most divine love, that we may love you with all our hearts and in all our words and actions, and never cease to praise you. Make us, O Lord, to have a perpetual fear and love of your holy name, for you never fail to govern those whom you so solidly establish in your love, you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And Jesus means God saves. It is easy to understand then how in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter says, there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. In use of the verb to save, there is an explicit reference to the Hebrew meaning of the name of Jesus, Yeshua, which means precisely God saves. Savior, excuse me. For therefore we both labor and suffer a reproach because we trust in the living God, excuse me, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. 1 Timothy chapter 4:10. Redeemer, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. Titus chapter 2:14. Bread of life. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. John chapter 6:35. Lord, therefore I tell you that nobody speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus be accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12:3. Excuse me. Creator, for in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, 16. Son of the living God. Simon Peter said in reply, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Only begotten Son. She will bear a son, excuse me. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Beloved Son, on coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and his spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, you are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. Mark chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. So today, excuse me, is the feast of the most holy name of Jesus, the holy name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. And before I close for today, last night during our radio show last night about Eucharistic, Eucharistic miracles, a happening happened last night during the Monday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. Buffalo Bills football player Damar Hamlin remained in critical condition Tuesday at a Cincinnati hospital after suffering a cardiac arrest during a game against the Cincinnati Bengals, the Bills said. In a statement from the NFL League Commissioner Robert Cordell, he said Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition. And Damar Hamlin was a star player for a Catholic school. And so we pray for him, as many people are praying for him. And I encourage you to pray the rosary and make the Mass the center of your life. And so, this has been Deeper Truth. Christmas has arrived. Happy New Year. The Lord has come. And today is Christmas Day 10. So we're fixing to close out on Christmas. What a blessed time of the year. And now New Year's, January 3rd, 2023. And today the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. And so... Again, St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup and said immediately, drink from the cup. And immediately the drink went from being hot to ice except the poison. And dumping out the poison. St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. And St. Francis Xavier, by the sign of the cross, made sea water fresh so that his fellow passengers and the crew could drink it. May we be so empowered by this great faith as we close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you're traveling, be safe. Good day, and I will close with this song for reading John the Baptist. And so I will close with this song. Good day.
And in the name of the living God, who are you?
I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord."
If you are not the Messiah or the prophet Elijah, by whose authority do you baptize?
By the authority of him who shall come after me, whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His rod is in his hand, and with it he will cleanse the threshing floor.
Johnny was a little boy when he heard him say Jesus would call. In the womb, I think he wasn't there, he started kicking his ball. Wound up in the desert, used to stay there every night. Now he's known as Johnny the Baptist, and everyone knows why. Don't you know? Johnny told his followers, "Hey, Messiah is on the way. I'm gonna get you baptized, so we need to get started today." Many came to the Jordan to hear about the Messiah. Johnny said, "I'm not worthy, Messiah's shoes to tie." Don't you know? Baptized by you.
It is I who need baptism from you. And yet you come to me. Let it be so. We must fulfill all righteousness.
Still greater than
don't you know?
takes unto himself the sins of the world. It is him you must follow now, not me. He must increase, as I must decrease.